Sometimes, when I run, I see the faces of the people I've killed. There are three of them, though I'm sure the actual number is more than that. But I remember three, clearly. They were all human. The first was an old man with a curly black beard streaked with white. I was a newly minted Republic Marine, a hull buster, fresh out of academy on my first deployment. It was my second day in company. We caught him setting up a roadside IED, told him to back away. He tried to detonate instead. We all shot him, filled him full of blaster holes. I know I hit him, and as he died, he stared at me. Wouldn't look away from my face until the light went out of his eyes and he slumped down into the dirt. I think he blamed me for killing him. And when I run, he sometimes comes back and extends that death stare. The second was a man in his 40s with a terrible scar that ran from right above his top lip down to his jawline. I remember the hate in his eyes as he swung his rifle around to me, but too slow. The third was just last year, while deployed on Ulori. She had been part of a failed ambush trying to kill my Marines, and I was leading a squad through the ferns and evergreens to find her after she broke and ran. I thought we'd lost her, but by chance I spotted red on the moss lining a blue cedar. I flipped the safety off my N4 and stalked around the tree. And there she was, just standing there, like she had no idea we were so close. We both froze. She looked just like me, so much so that you'd think we were sisters. I think the shock of seeing a reflection where we expected an enemy stopped both of our minds for an instant. And while she had whatever meager training the Mid-Corps Rebellion provided, I was a Marine. I came too quickly and sent two blaster bolts into center mass. She let out a hup that I can still hear with perfect recall, and then fell flat on her back, half buried in scrubby ferns blanketing the forest floor between the old growth trees. My fire team, being the warfighters that they were, ran to the sound of weapons fire and then, seeing that the threat was gone, stood in a crowded circle looking down at the girl. "Damn, Captain Broxson," my gunny had said. "She looks just like you." I knew I needed to reply, to say something, but I didn't want to. It was as if I was looking at myself in death, like I'd been taken through time and given a chance to see how it would all end. Or maybe I was seeing what could have been had my life been different, had my father not been a legionnaire. Loyal to the Republic, instilling in his daughter honor, perseverance, faith, loyalty, and hard work the way other, more normal parents instill sugar, spice, and ballet into their daughters. "You all missed your chance," I said to my Marines. I could tell they were watching me, wanting to know how I'd handle that unique situation. That was the closest you hullbusters will ever come to being able to shoot your captain and not face court-martial for it. Gunny had laughed at that, which gave the rest of the Marines permission to laugh as well. "No one ever accused me of understanding women, Captain, and I understand officers even less. None of these boys ever wanted to shoot you, though. If anything, they're disappointed they can't ask this here dead MCR out on a date. Marines ain't never been picky. And she's a sight better looking than them water buffaloes looking for an easy benefits package I see stalking outside the barracks back home. Some of you boys were probably just about ready to take her up on it too, I'd say." It was all automatic from there. Gunny called it in, got the team ready to march back to the rest of the unit. But I stood there for a while, just staring at her. That rotation on you, Lori, is what bumped me from captain to major. You could say that my star is on the rise. Enthusiastic lieutenant colonels tell me there's no way I won't make at least brigadier, provided I stay a hull buster long enough. I can't help but feel like that would be a disappointment. My father was partial to a legion saying, "Forget nothing." He told me all the ways life could be boiled down to those two words. Drilled it into me from the time I first walked, reminded me of it while I was in school and then facing the wrath of my drill instructors. Forget nothing. Of the three people I know I killed, up close enough to remember their faces, the girl is the one I can't forget. The other two are in frequent haunts, but I see her daily, usually on runs, like right now.